This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills, and this is my friend and colleague, Chris Stark.
Hi.
We are normally on Radio 1 between 1 and 4pm every day. We already have a daily podcast if you miss the show live. That's called the Scott Mills Daily, and it's like the condensed bits of our show. Go download that if you haven't already. It's free. But this podcast is dedicated to the stuff that we did ages ago that you may have missed or you want to hear again. This is Best in Show. Coming up, remember that time when Charlotte Crosby from Geordie Shores and Just Tattoo of Oz came in to play Innuendo Bingo? Absolute carnage. It's a good one. That's coming up. Also, You Shall Not Pass. Kem from Love Island rides the BBC lifts from bottom to top, but he mustn't let anyone else in. That's the rules. Also, Bear Grylls suffers a bear attack live in the studio at Radio 1. And we call a town in New South Wales, Australia, called... Yes! Here it is.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello, is that the motel, Yes?
Nah, sorry.
Oh, what's this then? Have I got through to Yaz?
Yeah, you're in Yaz, mate. You got the wrong number there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who have I called?
Yeah, private number.
Yaz.
What motel do you want?
I'm looking for the Yaz Motel.
Yaz Motel, yeah. Look, man, I can't tell you the number, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry. What time is it there?
Yeah, late enough.
Yaz. And what's the name of the town you're in?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you want the Yas Motel at this hour of the bloody night?
Yeah, well, just, I'm
Yas.
From... Yas, that's why.
Yas.
Yas.
Daga Yas!
You there?
What happens in Yas?
Everything happens in Yas, mate. You come to Yas and you'll find out.
Oh, okay. I don't know whether to be excited or scared. Anyway, Yas! Thank you!
You can do it all in Yas, mate. Whatever Yas. The sky's the limit.
Yas!
See ya.
Okay, bye. Scott Mills.
Well, yeah, Zach speaking.
Yas?
Zach speaking.
Is this Yas? Yas. Yas?
Yeah.
Yas? Where are you, please? Sorry, I think I got the wrong number.
This is the Corbar Cafe in Yas.
Do you mind taking me through what's on your menu?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Are you after something specific?
No, just like what the main dishes are, really.
Okay, so we've got T-bone steaks and rump steaks as well.
Yas.
Okay.
We do a lot of sandwiches, toasted and fresh sandwiches, as well as fresh wrap.
Yes.
Yes.
And is everyone happy in there?
I'd say everybody's absolutely ecstatic.
Yes. Yes. What time are you open till?
What time are you open till? Oh, we don't close. We're a 24-hour business.
No way. Yes.
Yeah, that's why it's called Yas.
Yas. Everyone seems happy. You seem happy.
Oh, I'm very happy.
Yas.
Are you happy?
Oh, yes. I want to come to Yas one day because it sounds good.
It is absolutely good. You should come.
Yeah, what's good about it?
What's good? Oh, delicious food. Good people. Yas is a great little community.
Yes.
Yeah.
And whenever anyone asks where you live, you can say, Yas.
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 Yeah.
Did you say what?
You say yeah.
Yes.
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 Well, we're from the UK, so we hope to meet you soon.
Oh, really? Are you? Yeah.
We're calling from the UK just because Yas sounds like the best place ever.
That's good. Look, I'll tell all of the townsfolk.
Tell everyone in Yas.
Yes, I will. I'll tell everyone in Yas.
Well, can you do it now? Can you just shout to everyone in the cooler bar right now? Just give a massive Yas.
I can't do that.
Oh.
Yes. No, sorry. Okay. See, Yas gets a lot of tourists, and tourists are grumpy.
Oh, okay, but you're not.
Yeah. No, I'm not grumpy.
Is there a mayor of Yas?
I don't think so.
Is there a Leaning Tower of Yass?
No, but there's a clock tower.
Yes. And I see there's a golf course too, the Yass golf course.
There is a Yass golf course.
Yes. Right, good to speak to you, Yass.
It's been fantastic.
Yass.
Yes.
Yass.
Bye-bye.
Yass.
I don't think we can ever call that town again.
No.
No.
No. That was us calling Yass in Australia. This is Best in Show, the best bits of Scott Mills. Some of the older stuff that maybe you want to hear again or you may have missed. Next, Bear Grylls comes in and Chris has to dress up. But will he think it's an actual bear?
Scott Mills.
Bear Grylls is in the building. He can't hear us at the moment. He's in a different studio. So, Chris, what's the plan?
Okay.
So he can't know about this.
No. So, do you remember a while ago we played you the sounds of a man scaring off a bear that had sort of appeared? He saw this bear approaching and he sort of shouted very loud at it to get away.
Yeah. It's a massive online video, like went really viral, and it did actually work. The bear just went.
Backed off.
By him doing this.
Hey! No!
Ah! And the bear just goes.
The bear went. Mm. And it led to a discussion as exactly what would you do if you were confronted by a bear?
Mm.
Would you make noises like that? Would you run off? Anyway, so me and you, Scott, were chatting in the pub about, well, what would Bear Grylls do if he was attacked by a bear?
So today, we are going to do a normal interview with Bear Grylls, but then the bit he doesn't know, I don't want him speaking like this because he can't hear us anyway. He's in a completely different part of the building. We've managed to acquire quite a good bear outfit. It's quite good. It's not as comedy as I thought it would be. I thought it would be a bit more panto than it is.
We should point out this was a pub idea,
yes,
which has now made it to air. So at one point, I'm going to leave the interview.
Yes.
And I'm going to dress up as a bear.
It looks really hot.
And approach him from behind.
Mm. Now, this could really go wrong. We will be having this on the Radio 1 website live, and we'll record it for you if you can't watch live, and you'll find it on the internet later.
Obviously, we won't be explaining this whole bit again, so if you hear me leave at some point, it's because I'm going to
dress up. He's about to go and put on the bear costume.
A bear. We'll probably play a song, and then what will happen is I'll come back dressed as a bear and just watch online. I'm sure you'll tell everyone to watch.
I'll say, the cameras are on, okay? Yeah, and that's the code.
That's the code. And then...
But it's about to happen.
Well, let's have a look and see how Bear Grylls would actually handle a bear attack.
Yeah, as you come up behind him.
Scott Mills.
Bear Grylls is with us. Bear, at the moment, we're encouraging all of our listeners to try and get involved with volunteering for our Million Hours project. So we're not asking for money, as a lot of places do for charity. We're asking you to give your time to charity, and we're trying to get over a year, a million hours worth of time. I know that you've done a lot of about volunteering before. So it's an important thing to do, right?
It's a great thing to do. I think volunteering changes people's lives, but not only the people they help, but the people who actually do it. And, it's right at the heart of scouting. So,
yes.
Yeah, good for you guys, yeah.
Yeah, so that's happening. You can go to Radio 1 website, 1 million hours for more on that, and just pledge some time. You'll make a lot of difference. Someone just asked this, are you planning to do any more of the Running Wild with Celebs programmes?
We're doing them at the moment, yeah.
Are
I got
you?
Back yesterday from season 3, episode 1, done.
Okay, so that's the ones you're doing at the moment.
So we're back onto that road at the moment. I got back from Africa yesterday. So,
yesterday? Yeah. Oh wow! Have you got any good people? How do you top Obama?
I don't think you do. But we've got some great people,
right? Okay.
Yeah, so real privilege. That's pretty fun.
Have you ever eaten something? This is from someone else that just texted. This is from David. Have you ever eaten something that you were sure was going to be quite horrible, but actually turned out to be quite nice?
Scorpions raw are terrible. Scorpions cooked, amazing. Took me about 10 years.
Back away! Back away!
Oh.
Scott, get under the table!
Okay. All right, I'm going under the table.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Oh. It's only Chris.
Oh, dear, you get my heart rate going.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so that's... Right. Sorry about that, Bear. It's just Chris in a bear costume. That was lightning fast reaction
there.
We're
under
attack. Whoa. I was told to get under the table.
Do you want a bear hug?
Well, I had to pull this off to make sure it was
I mean, it's actually quite a realistic bear outfit. Chris, take a seat. Is it hot in there?
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, Bear, so come back, come back, calm down, calm down.
Really hard.
No, it's okay.
I thought you'd punched me.
Yeah. I told you that probably wasn't a great
you
idea.
You guys are nutty.
I know. Sorry about that.
Is this your new way?
We actually had this idea in the pub, and we thought it's. I mean, but the thing is, the outfit is.
God,
it's
like
better than
I'm
thought
like
it was going to be.
With adrenaline
I'm sweating.
Have a seat, Bear. It's all fine. Oh, I feel quite exhausted now.
I couldn't really see through the bear head, but what actually happened there? Because it felt like I was punched.
I heard it, and I just went, boom, like that.
Oh, right.
And that went into you.
Yeah. So, you're okay, though, Chris? Yeah,
I'm all right, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
But I did, yeah, I did. So back away is a good thing to shout. And
yeah, what do you... I mean, obviously, this is a comedy panto bear.
That's
what
as
do
much you, for a pub.
Right.
Pub
yeah,
brawl
I know.
Is a bear attack.
What should you do in a bear situation? Because obviously not this one, because this is rubbish. But like in a proper one, you must have been in there before, right?
Bear attacks, yeah. Well,
how do you
I
handle
think the
one?
Kind of rule of thumb, if they intrude on your territory, you want to go like that. Go a bit kind of, you know, make yourself big, loud, aggressive.
Okay.
And show that you're not worth the fight, so they back away. If you intrude in their territory by mistake... You suddenly spot you've walked into it, you know, where a bear is, you want to be meek, keep eye contact, slowly back away,
be meek.
Get out of there.
There's a guy online, this video's gone massive, and he's...
But if you're being attacked...
Right.
So, that's
different.
It is different, and it's different with black bears or brown bears. Because if you've got a black bear and it's coming into your territory, you got to really go crazy. You really go... Back away!
Yes.
You know, really scare it, and it will shock it.
This video online is a guy, he's being approached by a bear. Listen to this, and this is, he does exactly what you just said.
Hey!
Yeah.
Did it work?
No!
Yes.
Yeah.
And the bear went.
But, also you're in the wild and stuff happens, it doesn't always work out, you know? I mean, some people look at Chris.
I'm so sorry about this.
grizzly bears, though. You know, these guys are strong.
Yeah.
The grizzlies can run at 40 miles an hour. Do you know, it's twice Usain Bolt speed. You know, then climb trees, you're not safe up trees. Some people say play dead, which if you're in a grizzly attack and it's grizzly with a young, could work. But on the whole, bears don't like being, they don't like being surprised when they're feeding, when they're with their young, or fornicating.
Right. I mean, no one wants to be interrupted during that.
There we are.
So Chris, you can take the bear outfit off now. Lots of people are watching this on the cameras on the Radio 1 website.
I feel really bad that I... I'm sorry, did I...
No, it's all fine.
It's fine.
I imagine a bear attack in central London wasn't really on your plan for today.
I remember shouting Scott. Did I shout Scott get under the table?
Yes, you did, yes. And I'll be clipping that up and playing it a lot later. Bear, thank you so much for coming in today.
I'm not coming again.
I'll come again. That seems like ages ago now when Bear Grylls came in and you dressed as a bear.
It went a little bit viral, that as well. Also, The Guardian did an article just about that Bear Grylls bear attack. Can I just read you what they put at the top of this?
Yep.
Bear Grylls, no claws barred in BBC stunt. Then it says underneath, born survivor and the island star gives fake bear a proper twatting.
Yeah.
In skip for Radio 1.
It was described as a proper twatting in The Guardian there. Right, next, it's Kem from Love Island. Can he ride the BBC lift from bottom to top with nobody else getting in? Hello, Love Island's Kem.
How are we? You all right?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Yeah, you? How are you?
Yeah, excited to be here.
I feel like I know you already because you're everywhere at the moment. You're here, you're there, you're here, you're there, everywhere.
It seems to be that way. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
No, it's good.
It's good, it's good.
You've had a chart hit already?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Went really, really well. I can't believe it, actually. Like, it went crazy. The support was mad.
Do you feel more detached from the other Love Island contestants now? Not all of them, obviously, because Chris and Amber are probably very important in your life by the looks of it.
But the lower level ones.
But the other
no,
ones.
No, not lower level, don't say.
They are. I mean, I can't name a lot of them. Neither can you.
I can.
They slowly fall away.
Go on. Well, you want me to name the whole cast?
Yeah. Yes.
Me, Amber, Liv, Chris, Marcel, Gabby, Jamie, Camilla.
Always good.
And this is all in order of importance.
Yeah. But everyone's doing different things, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Me and Chris were the only ones who brought out a song, so...
Yeah.
Do you think you two are going to be paired up a lot now?
Yeah, me and Chris love doing stuff together. We bounce off each other a lot, so it's fun. Yeah. It makes it really light-hearted and just easy. Mm. We don't have to overthink it, but we do a lot of stuff on our own as well.
You've got such a good bromance. What is the last thing that you argued about?
Do you know what? It's weird. We don't argue. I don't know why we don't argue, because you'd think we spend that much time together.
Mm.
We
would argue. That's love,
but,
that is.
But I think that is love.
Yeah.
Sometimes if he's throwing a tantrum or I am, we just leave each other. We don't.
Also, here's the thing, right? Being on a show like that, do you feel that like your love life is always in the spotlight?
I think that was probably something that I struggled with at first, obviously, because I've never had a girlfriend before, coming out and then everyone knowing about it, everyone talking about it. It was just like so intense.
Is that real? You've never had a girlfriend before?
No.
I thought you'd made that up.
No.
Because
no,
that's what you tell someone when you first meet them.
No, it's obviously.
It's my first time doing this.
Genuinely just never had a girlfriend before.
That's amazing. Okay.
I find that hard to believe.
I used to go on a lot of dates and stuff and meet girls, but I just never met anyone that I thought, I'd make her my missus.
What was your classic first date?
Why is he laughing?
It's a great question.
I like going to the zoo.
Do you?
Okay.
Because it's light-hearted and you just chill and you can feed the animals and stuff. And... but well, no, do you know, like, what? Like every, I think everyone goes and has dinner and stuff. Like, to the zoo and, like, you can see the meerkats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And...
You know when you go on a date and you've done a date like that, you've gone to the zoo with someone, but then when you take someone else to the zoo, it's kind of bad if you do exactly the same date.
Yeah.
But everyone does it. Everyone has that sort of go-to date routine.
Yeah, obviously. Back,
because it works.
They used to do annual passes as well back in the day. So. Mm.
God, you're really into it, aren't you?
No, exactly.
How are things with you and Bizzle now? All good?
Yeah, good. Do you know, I never actually got a chance to speak to him, but it was all a laugh. Like, I see his interviews after. It was all a bit of a joke, do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't anything too serious.
Is there going to be a second song?
Not at the current moment, no. We haven't looked into anything.
Exciting news as well. You're going to be with us at the Teen Awards on Sunday.
Yeah, very excited.
Honestly, it's the loudest crowd ever.
Really? Yeah, I've heard a lot of screams.
Right, 14 to 17-year-olds who are really excited make a lot of noise.
Yeah, you'll have me in there screaming as well. I'm going to be at the front of all of them.
Well, listen, we'll see you on Sunday. Are you up for playing our game today, which we've done in the last couple of weeks, the lift game? So basically, we've not used the lifts here at the BBC for a while. Chris did it a couple of weeks ago. We're going to send you, Cam, from the top floor of the BBC lifts, here on the 8th floor where Radio 1 is, down to the bottom floor,
right.
So 8 floors down, and then back up again. And you've got to use as many excuses as you can for people not to get in the lift with you.
Mm.
All right?
Or anything.
Anything at all.
Anything you can think of, and you lose the game if anyone enters your lift. It's your space.
Did anyone enter your lift?
No, I got up to the bottom and back up. Some of
and if they try, can I block them?
No,
not physical, please.
Oh, no, so I can't block them from getting in or push them out.
No, but you can, like, it's all in what you say. It's just like, sorry, I've just farted, or there's someone really important getting
stay
in.
Stay away,
here
there's
in
a rat.
All that. Yeah. All of that, all right?
Yeah.
Are you up for it?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
So top floor to bottom floor and back
right,
up again.
Right, let's go.
Kem, let's send him out.
Right.
Scott Mills.
Am I going? Okay, we're on the way down.
Okay.
So, 7th floor. It stopped already.
Oh, God.
You're on. Hi, sorry. I literally feel like I'm about to throw up. So you're just going to have to wait a second. Just please. Is that all right?
Thank you. Step away from the doors, Kem.
Yep. Cheers. Thank you for your patience.
Cheers. Yes, Kem, that's how it's done. And we're off. No, that was good.
That was good.
Oh, we're on this floor.
Oh, my God, there's a rat, please. You're going to have to wait 2 seconds, please. Is that all right?
Oh, it's an awkward standoff going on here, Scott. Where's
that's terrible.
Like, the rat is... Please, I'm just dealing with the rat. Bear with me.
Okay, good. That's good.
Close the doors.
He looked like he was not happy. He wasn't.
He really wasn't happy at all. I'm just sort of staring at this guy, telling him there's a rat. We stop again?
There's been an incident in here. You're going to just have to wait for the next lift. I'm really sorry. Is that all right? Thank you. Thanks for your patience, man.
That's great.
Chris, if he needs to, he can just scream like, ah! They won't get in then.
I think on the next one, we're nearly down at the bottom actually. I'd maybe just scream.
Yeah.
That just happened. Kem screamed at everyone on the outside.
Did they not get in?
No. Yeah, Kem screaming at them. That was the team floor as well. Okay, good news. We're at the bottom.
Right, is there going to be anyone here? Sorry, mate. Have you been on? No, okay, you haven't won a TV show, so you're not going to be able to come in the lift.
Okay, good. He said he wasn't famous enough to come in.
Right, excellent.
Okay, we're going up to the 8th floor now, Scott.
Okay.
We're on the way back up. It's already stopped again.
Oh, okay,
oh
think
my
of
God.
Another excuse.
Stay there, there's a rat. Please stay there for a second.
He's gone for the rat line again.
The rat has reoccurred. Sorry, oh my God, stay away, there's a rat.
Oh no, Kem, you've opened the doors again. he's opened the doors again.
I can't think of any more excuses.
No, you're doing well. I've
got a bit.
He's running out of excuses. He's decided to lie down now, Scott.
Excellent.
I think he's going to feign injury here. Oh, we've stopped. We're on the third floor.
Stay away. Stay there.
He's on
ligaments.
The floor. I think he's making out he's been injured.
Okay, good.
It's close the lift.
It's Evan Davis.
No, it's not.
Evan Davis.
No.
It's Evan Davis.
He just stopped Evan Davis getting on the fourth floor.
Off of Dragon's Den.
Wait, please, bear with me. There's been an incident in the lift. Someone's been hurt. You're just going to have to wait. Is that all right? If you could just step back a couple of steps for me. Thank you.
Very well handled, Kem. That was a good one.
Lady, I didn't want to offend
I think
her.
We're going to get right
I genuinely
up to the top
can't
of
this is incredible.
Eighth floor, we've arrived at the top.
Yes!
One game. It's done. Well played.
That's amazing, and also stopped an actual famous getting in the lift at the BBC.
Absolutely incredible scenes here. Well played, Kem.
Thank you, mate.
So many good excuses. Well done, Kem. Come back
one
in.
One of the guys that looked very angry, I think I'm going to have to go apologise because I did put my hand in slightly in his face.
Thanks, Kem, for doing that. You know, summer's going to be here soon, and then there's going to be a whole new load of Love Islanders.
That's true. They kind of get washed away, don't they?
They do. They're like the sea. Like the sea on the island. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Here's some new ones. Right. This is Best in Show, and next, Charlotte Crosby and a cracking game of innuendo bingo. Charlotte Crosby, hi, babes.
Hiya.
Good to see you.
Very good to see you.
It's just annoying that every time you do see us, you're going to get wet within minutes.
But you know what? It's pouring down with rain outside, so I feel like it's fine.
Right, okay, good. You're already kind of broken
the seal.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit wet anyways.
Radio 1's Ibiza weekend. Is that something you'd still be interested in doing now? Can you think of nothing worse? Because you're like, I've done so much partying.
I've done so much, but I would still always go there because it's going to be a great time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You can't turn down a great time.
Exactly.
No matter what you've done.
Do you stay in more now, though, yeah?
Yeah, I do. I went out at the weekend. It's more of just a weekend thing, whereas before it was like odd weeknights, odd weekends.
Yeah. But is it always like a red rope situation now? Is it always like you've got to have a little area?
Nah. Which I probably should, because I'll be drunk and I'll just walk into anywhere and stand in the middle and one day I'll get glassed or something.
Oh,
okay. Well, that's cheerful.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. Seems a bit extreme.
Wasn't sure where that was going, and it went there. Right. Have you got another book?
Another book. I know. But this one's a little bit different. So it's written.
That's good.
Excellent.
It's actually written in diary form.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of a different spin to it. But a lot happened last year, and I felt like we just needed to catch everyone up. I think I'm going to take a break from the books now.
Well, how many books has there been?
Three.
Three books? You're a best-selling author.
Yeah.
Twice.
What's next? I mean, what is there to do next? What's the big ambition? A movie?
Space travel.
Space travel. Can you imagine you ended up in space?
Imagine.
That'd be an extreme, like, it could be like X on the Moon or something.
Oh my God, please, that would be so funny.
We really enjoyed you on Just Tattoo of Us.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. We talked about it quite a lot on the show.
Oh my, it was wild. That was wild. And you know what, we just filmed series two, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, there's no way this can get worse. It got worse.
Did it?
It got so much worse. I don't know how we're allowed to be on air. I just honestly don't. We've got to get sued at one point.
Oh, wow. But we had a couple of the guys on from the show that had got tattoos.
Who?
I can't really remember. It was on a while ago. And it was a lad who had his best friend on and been screwed over by his best friend.
Oh, yeah. You had them on here?
Yeah, we actually got them on the show just because we thought... Because it was, honestly, we thought the episode was mad. So I'm talking about it. But then I didn't watch, like... Did you get a tattoo on the last episode?
I didn't see this bit. So Stephen got me a tattoo on the last episode and I kind of went a bit crazy.
Okay, and you got to tattoo him.
He didn't finish his, so he did it. I sat for 5 hours and got this huge tattoo on my back, right? Scott, it's not funny.
You just make me laugh. I don't know.
Then he sat for 1 hour and said, "I can't do anymore. I'm sorry." I was clueless in the other booth.
So he bailed.
He bailed, and I didn't find out until I turned up at the reveal, and he was like, "I didn't get it finished."
So you got the tattoo on your back?
On my back. Do you want to see it?
It's
not a rude place. It's my back, not my bum.
No, I was wondering what the tattoo was of. That
quite,
was the problem
of the day.
Oh, okay.
Some.
It's like half bear.
It's half bear, half cheetah.
Okay. Oh, that's clever.
Oh, did you not want to have it done in the middle there? Or
It's half bear, half cheetah.
It's so weird in such a weird place. But I was thinking, right, at least you're never going to see it, because if my top slides up, you can't.
Right.
If it's a low top, you can't. Like, I was kind of winning but losing all at the same time.
So is that it for tattoos now? Will you get any more?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? I never say never.
Yeah.
If I got married, I'd get bear on the back of my neck.
Would you marry him?
Your neck?
Would I marry him?
Yeah.
But he's like, would you get that tattoo? Would you marry him?
Yeah, well, I'm interested.
Of course. He's the love of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I honestly really love him. And you know what? He's the best boyfriend ever in the world.
What makes him so different then? Do you mind me asking?
He is the most romantic man I have ever met, right? Every time he picks us... Right, you all look like you don't believe him.
I don't believe it.
Every time he picks me up from the train station, he's hidden with roses and I've got to find him.
What, in a bush?
No.
Well, he hides himself. He comes to pick you up, then he hides.
That'd be weird.
No, because I'm really...
How
he's like, I can see you. Oh, it's all a bit creepy now, isn't it? I've made this
weird.
Really creepy and not romantic.
So he's in a bush and then comes out with the flowers. Like,
just what you want at a youth estate.
That's well romantic. Hide and seek.
I'm in a bush, but which one am I in?
Where's the best place he's hidden? Is it in the bins?
Yeah, with one behind the bins.
Oh, see, romantic that
just
is.
Just outside of Leon. he got his last balls as well, Costa, because it's my favourite.
Right, marry him. Put a ring on that.
Definitely a keeper.
Immediately. Oh, you're funny. Right,
would you propose to him?
I don't... When's a leap year then?
It's got to be done leap year. Maybe do it in tattoo form for the next series. That could be good.
No, too soon. I don't want a proposal before a year and a half, because it's seen as a joke then, isn't it?
Okay.
Right, come on, man!
You are just absolute gold.
It's amazing.
I know, I could talk to you all day. Now, Charlotte, last time on In Your Bingo, you were a little bit sweary.
I'm so sorry. You know what? I've thought about that, and you don't realise, since I've calmed down a lot in my older age...
In life.
I'm so PG. I don't even swear.
Do you not?
Nah.
What, at all?
I don't even say words that aren't even a swear word.
Okay, yeah. Good. Right, let's move on.
I don't
on
even
then.
Speak.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I feel like we've not done this game for a while, and can't remember the last time Charlotte did it. Maybe it was a couple of years ago,
I reckon. It was a while ago.
Yeah. So Charlotte Crosby is on board for today's Innuendo Bingo. She's got a boyfriend so romantic, he hides behind the bins outside Leon in waiting.
It's a lot more romantic than it sounds.
I know. I like seeing you so loved up, though. It's really nice.
I'm so loved up.
I know. Okay, right. So, water, please. Let's play In Your Bingo with Charlotte Crosby. Thank you, by the way, if you've sent in some clips. We've got loads of new ones.
Okay.
Keep them coming. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, you got your water, please? As much as you can in your mouth.
So I've forgotten how much you put in.
It's quite a lot. It's like a hamster. He stores it.
Fill your cheeks,
right,
sort
okay.
of thing. Ready?
Well, I think so.
Okay, here we go. First, we're going to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. And Grimmy and Fiona are talking about all the things that Harry Styles has touched in the Radio 1 studio and how much they could sell it for just because Harry's touched it. Mm. Although, I think an inappropriate question here from Grimmy. Here we go.
We've got loads of stuff.
You are sat in the chair. I reckon you can get 500 quid for that.
And the rest. A bit of Harry Styles. There must be some DNA left on here.
Do you reckon he spat on that muff as well?
Oh, the mic muff, yeah. The little spongy things they put around the microphone at Radio 1.
Sorry, do you know what right I thought you said?
No,
I don't.
I thought you said moth.
Okay, good.
I didn't think that was quite funny.
No. That's fine.
Do you reckon he spat on that muff as well?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Moth?
Moth, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you do keep me on my toes, Charlotte. Okay. That's what I like about you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did you think I was going to swear?
Yeah. Mm.
Never. I told you.
So PG.
Not about that life no more.
Uh-huh. Okay. Ain't nobody got time for that anymore. Water, please. Now a favourite classic clip from last week, and we head back to the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. Now, I'm no professional snowboarder. But if this is what happens when you hit the home straight, then yes, I'm in.
There's a beautiful rhythm to his riding.
Really, really nice.
It looks like a perfect metronome.
And as he comes over the brow into this last face, the crowd volume goes up. They're willing their man home. They're sucking him home.
Hold your mouth.
Still don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means. It's a snowboarding term.
They're willing their man home. They're sucking him home.
Yeah, that's weird.
Water.
Okay.
Water, please. Oh.
Sort of speechless.
We're now going over.
I'm so speechless. That was so cold.
It's fine. It's fine because, like, that's as bad as it gets now. Do you know what I mean? You've had the first splash. Now we're going over to our friends at Test Match Special on BBC Radio 5 Sports Extra. And it's the first test between England and South Africa at Lord's. What? What?
I was thinking about the bins.
Sarah's face is amazing. She starts twitching.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Bear by the bins. ITV2 will snap that up. Stephen Bear visits various bins.
Yeah. To surprise people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can imagine it on the description, can't you, on the screen?
I'm Stephen Bear.
Okay, here we go.
Amazing.
So, the cricket. I really hope at the cricket these players are wearing protection, because otherwise this sounds fairly fairly painful.
So it was a strange old sweep shot that ends up going to shortish third man, miss a couple for Root.
Oh yeah, he's hit it all right. He's hit the wicketkeeper de Kock on the helmet.
Just went over yourself.
Oh, awful.
Oh, yeah, he's hit it all right. He's hit the wicketkeeper de Kock on the helmet.
Did he know he said that? Yes. Yeah,
the South African wicketkeeper Quinton de Kock there receiving a blow to the head. He was absolutely fine.
Okay.
Water, please. Now we're going over to Ken Bruce at BBC Radio 2. Ken's been on air for many, many years now. And he's like a close companion, you know, right there with you at all times. And here he is, giving some sound advice to one of his listeners.
Please give Chris and Andrew a shout-out. We're on the way back to Kirkcaldy after a small break near Carnforth. We're taking today a little tour to the Pencil Museum. My idea. Well done. You'll have a lovely time there. Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
But I don't get that one.
Okay. Oh,
that's my favourite
one. Don't need
one.
To.
That one's a confusing.
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
But why?
What's up with you, Chris?
But why take a rubber? Wait, this must be a personal joke.
Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
No?
No, nothing. Ah. Nothing, okay. Nothing at all.
Let's just move on.
What? Don't point down there. It's people can watch this.
Yeah, there is a video of this later on. Now a brand new clip from Steve, who sent this on email.
Is it Stephen?
Remember, send your clips to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We're going over to BBC local radio station, BBC Gloucestershire, and presenter Nikki Price has a massive following in that region. And easy to see why, really. She's willing to try anything on air.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll talk about the music festival as well in the next few minutes while I just get my breath back, actually, after playing the pink trombone.
That was a funny one.
Yes.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Go on, Nikki.
While I just get my breath back, actually, after playing the pink trombone.
She even attempts to play the pink trombone live on air every day. No, every day. Water, please.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the water.
Yeah, that's the game.
I know, sorry.
An absolute classic now from Michael Portillo's Great Continental Railway Journeys on BBC Two. And we're joining Michael as he pulls into a brand new city and gets ready to settle down for the night. Now, I wonder, what was it that made Michael choose this exact hotel?
An advertisement in my Bradshaw's guide has brought me to spend the night at the Grand Hotel du Nord Pinus.
I'll win that one.
The Grand Hotel du Nord penis.
And that's water, please.
Yeah.
That actually, we've worked out, translates to the large hotel in the north of penis. And penis, of course, a place in the region of Arles. France fans. Water, please. Oh, all right. All right, calm down. Alex Polizzi's Christmas fixer now. Christmas fixer. Alex Polizzi, Channel 5, you know. Alex, proving that she really can fix any problem, even if she has to ask a close friend for some help.
These are quite big flaps. Would you fold them over?
Yeah. A great little tip is to bring the sort of flap part up here, right at the middle of that little V.
Charlotte, you can't run away.
What have you got? Where's she gone?
She just ran off.
Oh, don't run off.
I thought when I heard flaps it was going to go out.
It was, but then you moved.
Water, please. We've got
Why
one.
Is that not allowed in the game?
One more.
Kind of got to sit in the seat.
Done so well up to now.
Yeah. Have I?
Yeah, well, you've think done about so it. Well. Yeah.
I don't want to jinx it.
No, no, no. Honestly, I tell you, yeah. I'm a woman of my word.
Okay. Yeah. And now, a classic from Match of the Day. Isn't it amazing how they've got so many cameras at football grounds these days? They can literally pick up absolutely everything. But I'm not sure Ian Holloway will thank the commentator for drawing everyone's attention to a slight problem of his.
Swansea City take their second win of the Premier League season, and Ian Holloway, he has a huge job on.
And that was Indian of Bingo with Charlotte Crosby. You did it! Well done!
Yeah!
Thanks very much, Charlotte, and remember,
don't forget to take a rubber with you.
But why?
Hope you enjoyed some of our older bits on this Best In Show. You never guess what? They're giving us another podcast.
Another one.
Another one. And this one is going to be about profession confession. So if you work in an industry where there's loads of gossip to tell, maybe chef or pilot or airline crew or bodyguard or adult movie star, get in touch with us. We want to speak to you and you might feature on our podcast with all the tricks and all the secrets from the industry. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.